Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We give you the glory, we exalt and appreciate you. We say thank you, God, for everything. The heavens declares the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day to day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, their words to the end of the world. In them had he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the ends of the earth, and is circled unto the ends of the earth, and there is nothing hidden from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the souls, and the testimony of the Lord is sure, making the simple wise. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing in the heart. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. Lord will say thank you, because your words, yea and amen. Your words are sweeter than honey. We thank you because of who you are. The heavens declares your glory. The works of your hands declares your glory. Our life declares your glory. Being alive today declares your glory. We say thank you for everything. We appreciate you. We come with our thanksgiving. We say be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is the 10th day in the month of April. We are glad, we are grateful to God for the great things he has done for us and for what he will continue to do in our midst. May his name be blessed in Jesus' name. I want us to make these words of declarations together. That in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be moved in Jesus' name. My life is open to wisdom. My life becomes open to knowledge. My life becomes open to strength. My life becomes open to the truth that will set me free. In the name of Jesus Christ. Today, I will be open to the truth, and the truth will set me free. I enjoy the liberty that is in the Word of God. I enjoy the liberty that the Word of God carries. I enjoy the freedom that the Lord has said concerning my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I walk in the reality of the freedom that the Lord has said concerning my life, because the words of the Lord are yes and amen. I walk in the reality of it, and I enjoy my freedom in the name of Jesus. I become free from anything that is holding me down. I become free from everything that says he will not let me go. I become free from everything that says I will not be opened up to greatness. In the name of Jesus Christ, my hands are strengthened. My heart are strengthened. I receive wisdom in the name of Jesus Christ. And I become that which God has said concerning me in the name of Jesus Christ. My life received the help from the throne of mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. I am help of the Lord. I receive the favor of the Lord. I break forth on every side in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the Lord is with me, I will enjoy my daily bread in the name of Jesus Christ. Divine provision is my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Help from above is my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with me in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for answering my prayers. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. Good morning once again. Today is Thursday, and we are grateful and glad to God for this opportunity. We do not take it for granted. The Lord will continually teach us the spirit of gratitude. He will continually teach us to gain consciousness, to be grateful at all times in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today is the 10th, like I said, and we've been discussing from the beginning of this month the truth about the Word of God. Our anchor scripture has been taken from the book of John chapter 8 verse 32. It says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. In the name of Jesus Christ, my eyes will be open to the truth, and I will enjoy the freedom in the Word of God in Jesus' name. Amen. For us to enjoy the liberty in the Word of God is in our knowing. When we don't know, we cannot enjoy. What we are not open to, what we don't have understanding of, we cannot walk in the reality. And when we don't walk in the reality, we cannot enjoy the freedom that it takes. So our knowing is what opens us up to our freedom and liberty in all areas of life. Every truth we discover opens us up to peace, rest, strength, healing, salvation, lifting, restoration, hope, and all that we need in this life. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is saved. It is in our knowing that we know that we have to run to that tower that has safety. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. When we have the knowledge that there is a strong tower for safety, there is a strong tower for refuge and all that life stakes, and there is a strong tower that carries the truth in the word of God, we will be conscious of running or moving closer to it. We will definitely take rightful step in activating or getting closer to the truth, getting closer to that tower, so that the grace, the power, the freedom that the tower carries will rub off over us, will rub on us when we get close to it. So the Bible says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous runs to it and is safe. So our enjoyment is when we move closer to the tower, when we walk in the direction of the tower. That is where we enjoy our safety. We enjoy our freedom. Knowing is freedom. Ignorance is destruction. I pray that in the name of Jesus, in any way we are ignorant, the Lord will open our eyes to it, to know the truth that our life needs in the name of Jesus Christ. Most of the time we feel we already know the truth, but eventually we discover that we have not actually gotten hold of what the truth carries regarding the particular area of our life that we need freedom. So we need to patiently make more inquiries to get information, to get the knowledge that will liberate our life in that area. I want us to pray this prayer. Lord, open my eyes to the truth that will open me to liberation. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I come to you today. I pray that you will open my eyes of understanding to the truth that will bring my liberation in every area. Lord, I seek liberation. Lord, I need liberation. Open my eyes, open my heart in the name of Jesus Christ to the truth that will give me up, that will release me to liberation in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. I want us to pray this prayer. Father, give me access to the truth that will change my life. Father, give me access to the truth that will change my story for good in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, the part of freedom that your word carries, part of freedom that the truth carries is good. Lord, give me access. Open my life to the access of the truth that will change my story for good in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask in your mercy that you will open my eyes, you will give me access to that truth that will change my story for good in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want us to pray another prayer that, Father, give me strength to seek after the truth that my life desperately needs. Give me strength to seek after that truth that my life is in desperate need of. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I ask for the strength to seek after that truth that my life is in desperate need of. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help me to overcome procrastination and everything that the devil is using to pull me down, to make me weak. Release strength unto me from the throne of mercy, that I will be able to assess that truth that my life desperately in need of, to get liberation and to get a change of story in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. I want us to pray this prayer that, Lord, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom that will change everything. Give me the wisdom to activate the knowledge of your truth that my life can be free at in all areas in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask for the wisdom of the truth that my life needs. Lord, give me that wisdom in the name of Jesus. Give me the wisdom of knowing the truth and activating the freedom that my life needs in the name of Jesus Christ. Wisdom for knowing the truth and activating the wisdom that my life needs in the name of Jesus. Lord, release upon me in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of praying. Lord, let your spirit guide me in all truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your spirit guide me in all truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, guide my home in all truth. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 10 says, the heart of a prudent man gets knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. When we are talking about prudency, a prudent person, they are the people called people filled with wisdom. They are wise people. And the verse says, the heart of a prudent seeks knowledge. That is why we need the wisdom of God. It is only the prudent that we seek after knowledge are not seeking for the sake of seeking. They seek to get knowledge. It is only when we are wise that we seek to get access of the truth. I want us to pray this prayer that, Father, open my life up to wisdom. I want to get and gain access unto knowledge for freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. Open my eyes, my family all together, open our eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. Open our eyes, open our lives to wisdom, because we need to get and gain access to the knowledge we need for freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, open our eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. Open our eyes to the wisdom to gain and get wisdom in the name of Jesus, to gain and get knowledge for freedom in the name of Jesus Christ, to get and gain knowledge for freedom in every endeavors of our life in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, help me. I need to know the truth for my liberation, spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, health-wisely, in every areas of my life, as a parent, as a daughter, as a mother, as a wife, and in all aspects that my life represents. Father, I need your help. I need to know the truth for liberation. Open my eyes to the truth that will liberate my life in every areas of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want to be liberated financially. I want to be liberated spiritually. I want to be liberated emotionally. I want to be liberated health-wisely. I want to be liberated physically. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, in every areas of life that I represent, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that I need to know the truth for my liberation. In the name of Jesus Christ, teach me the truth for my liberation. Open my eyes to the truth for my liberation. Let me get access to the truth for my liberation in every areas of my life, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 7 says, I have come in the volume of the book that is written of me, that I will do your will, O God. Lord, your will for me is that I do your will. And I can only do your will when I have access to the truth that will give me liberation. That, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, your will is knowing and doing. I receive grace to access the truth, to know your will and to do your will for my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I receive grace from the throne of mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive grace in the name of Jesus Christ to assess the truth, to know your will and to do your will for my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive the grace for access to know your truth, to do your truth in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Because of time and space, we'll be rounding off today to continue tomorrow as the Lord permits. I want to remind us today again that our liberty is knowing the truth, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. As we go out today in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord opens our eyes to the truth that will give us liberation. The Lord will open our eyes to the truth that will set us free. The Lord will open our eyes to the truth that will change our story for good. When the Lord opened the eyes of Jabez to the truth, he said that thou will change my story. He prayed that prayer and God answered him. The Lord, in the name of Jesus, you will open our eyes to the truth, and we will enjoy the freedom that the truth carries in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for Nigeria as a whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, Nigerians need the truth. Every individual citizen needs the truth for liberation. Lord, I put myself and my family as a point of contact to everybody. That, Lord, you will open us up and give us access to the truth that we know, that we can enjoy the freedom, the liberty that your truth carries in the name of Jesus Christ. You open every individual citizen to it, that we can enjoy the freedom that your word carries in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. The grace of the Lord will go with us in Jesus' name. The face of the Lord shines upon us, and we will enjoy the truths that the word of God carries in the name of Jesus Christ. We will be free from everything that is holding us down in the name of Jesus Christ. It is where we will touch today in the name of Jesus. As we go out today, we enjoy the presence of the Lord more than ever before. The presence of the Lord are upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace of the Lord abides with us. The love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is our portion in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.